We'll call the meeting of the Agriculture Rural Development Committee meeting to order. The hour of 2:30 p.m. having arrived April 5th, 2005. We have four bills up today, members. We do not have a quorum. We will, however, start to take testimony. I will move House File 1585. I will move House File 1580. I can't move it? Oh, I can't move it. I thought the chairman could do anything. I can't do it without a quorum, can I? Okay. We will not move it this time, but we will start to hear this fine piece of legislation. And I know it's a fine piece of legislation, of course, because of the author, but more because of the person I see that you have to testify on this bill. Mr. Ron Elwood from Legal Aid. Rips of Chairman Olson, if you could please describe your bill, and then we'll get right into the testimony of your witness.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and members. member.
Oh, no. Yeah, Mr. Chair and member. No, we got two members here. We got two members. Okay, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, members, this... We have a delete. Well, we can't act on the. I'll speak to the delete all amendment until you get your members here to.
Okay, here's what we'll do. Chairman Olson, please speak to the bill in the order that you want it in, because normally what we do in this committee is we get the bill, we'll get the Olson-Mariani bill in the order the author wants, and that's what we'll be talking about.
Yeah. So I'm speaking to the delete everything amendment. Makes it simpler to follow. It's the DE1 H1585 DE1 amendment. And I'm going to begin by just giving you a little background on this bill. We 2 years ago, this issue first came up and addressed this matter. It was late in the process. We addressed this matter on the House floor. Mr. Chair, do you have cookies in your committee every time?
Just, we get lucky once in a while, Mr. Chairman.
I'm honest enough, I couldn't say that. Here. Thank you. What this bill does is it prevents four mobile homes from being listed as a mobile home park when they are used for seasonal agricultural operations in areas that are zoned agricultural. This is to provide seasonal housing, provide for seasonal housing needs for seasonal agricultural operations. It's a problem that came up a couple years ago when the migrant worker camp rules were repealed, and we had to address it quickly, and we did it on the fly, so to speak, on the House floor. Through a couple of amendments, we got agreements between the House and Senate. We worked on it further and came up with an agreement, and we sunsetted that policy, Mr. Chair, members, to make sure that it was working well. Given that we didn't go through the hearing process at the time, we all agreed that we should sunset it, and this time we're going through the process and giving it the proper scrutiny, and we're basically reenacting what was already law, except for one major provision, and I'd like to have Mr. Elwood speak to more of the details of the changes that we've made from current law, and turn it over to him at this time.
Thank you, Chairman Olson. Sir, please state your name and who you represent for the record, please.
Mr. Chair, members, Ron Elwood, Legal Services Advocacy Project.
Welcome to the committee, as always, sir.
Thank you, and it's always a pleasure to appear before you and whatever committee you're chairing at the moment. As Chair Olson has indicated, I think that what's really important to understand is this is already law, basically, with some changes that we've made to tighten it up, but we are already, all we're doing here is codifying what was what is a session law and would otherwise sunset, and it's very important that we make it permanent, or else we go back to a situation that was unacceptable previously. As the bill has moved this year through various committees, there have been a couple of tightenings that have been done, and I'll very quickly run you through those. In the definition of manufactured home park, what is in the bill now that it was not in the law previously, in the session law, was on line 9, making sure that it's clear that this is for agricultural operations that are in areas that are zoned agricultural. So just really putting the tightest fence around the definition. Nothing was really changed on lines 12 through 15. That these were in the original bill, nor on lines 16 to 17. The change occurs that Representative Olson was referring to is on lines 18 through 20, and that is from the Department of Administration. And the purpose of this addition, actually, from the original bill, is to ensure that housing that has manufactured homes that have essentially been scrapped and do not comply with the current code will not be able to, in essence, be taken off of the scrap heap and thrown onto an agricultural operation, either through a lease or a sale. And those are really the only changes. Everything else is exactly the same as it was. And we would appreciate your support.
Okay, we still do not have a quorum, but members, if you please work off the DE1 amendment. Mr. Rankin, what line was that on? On the amendment?
So we're not losing the
amendment. Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would just like to say how much I appreciate any tightening up in the regulations for mobile home housing. Having done enough door knocking in lower income neighborhoods, it breaks my heart to see what some people will take money for in exchange for getting a roof over the head of families. And that's particularly true out in rural areas and agricultural areas, and I thank you very much for adding even more language to help tighten things up to provide decent housing.
Thank you, Representative Johnson. Okay, we do have a quorum at this point. I'll officially call the meeting to order April 5th, 2005. I will now move House File 1585, be recommended pass and sent to the General Register. I will now move the DE1 amendment. All in favor say aye. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. We now have the bill in the shape the author would like. Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to testify in opposition to House File 1585 as amended?
Mr. Chair?
Chairman Olson.
If you could also ask if there's anybody that would like to speak for the bill, I would appreciate that.
Well, Chairman Olson, if nobody's against it, we don't care who's for it. Okay. We care deeply. We care deeply as to who's for it. I didn't care. My mother, God rest her soul, would have me, but whatever.
Mr. Chair?
Mr. Owen.
Just one last thing. I mean, what we really kind of... To sum up the bill, what this really does is it reduces and eliminates unnecessary regulatory burdens while at the same time providing necessary and important protections for migrant workers. So it's really kind of the best of all worlds. And I just think that's the bigger picture that we kind of lost by getting into the trees there for a minute.
Mr. Elwood, how does this compare to the Severson bill that went through previous on this? Just briefly.
Mr. Chair, there are two significant differences. The Representative Severson's bill dealt with permanent agricultural workers. Representative Olson's bill deals with seasonal workers. And the primary difference between the two is that this bill exempts four homes from being deemed a manufactured home park. Representative Severson's bill exempts two.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Sherwood. Chairman Olson, we certainly are the Free, Fair, and Open Ag Committee, and so did you have other folks that had driven some distance that want to testify? Okay, because we don't want to exclude somebody that's come from a distance. Let's see. On page 10, Chairman Olson, would it be on the DE1 amendment, line 10? What did I say? Oh, page 10. Okay. Line 10 on page 1. Would it be okay if we amended individuals and families performing labor as defined? Chairman Olson, you see what we're trying to do there?
Yes,
if you have an individual, well, what if individual wife, yep. Kids? Any comments from members on that?
You going to put the kids to work, Mr. Chairman?
We're going to put the... Better not go there.
Individuals or families?
Individuals and or families? Sam? I'd say individuals or families.
Yeah.
Because the individual would be part of the family. Okay.
I would consider that friendly, Mr. Chair.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. We now have the bill as amended. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Question for either the witness or the author. Does this bill only look forward or does it look backward to previously existing similar situations?
Mr. Elwood.
Chair Davids and Representative Johnson, what this would do would be the law that currently is in effect would sunset in May. So the effective date of this bill would be the date following enactment. So the way I understand it would work is the law that we now have would end the day that this then would take effect. And so we would essentially just segue into this. And there are a few differences, but it's in the essence is precisely the same. There really wouldn't be significant differences.
Representative Johnson?
Mr. Chair, what I'm after is if there are pre-existing mobile homes that do not meet the new standards proposed in this bill, would they be subject to those standards?
Mr. Elwood.
Mr. Chair and Representative Johnson, my understanding is unless we make a law retroactive, it's not retroactive, so this would be prospective.
Representative Johnson.
Mr. Chair.
Chairman Olson.
To that point, one of the changes in this, in bringing the language in for the Department of Administration, basically creates a trigger in the prospective for those, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Elwood, but my understanding is that for those existing homes, when they go to sell them, this new language could bring them into the requirements of having to be compliant. So it creates a trigger to bring them in.
Okay, by me, Mr. Chair. Yeah.
Okay, I will move on this bill, another amendment, and call it the Chairman's Amendment. On page 2, starting at line, add a line 7 and say amend the title accordingly. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Now I'll move House File 1585 as amended, be recommended passed and sent to the General Register. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Thank you, Chairman Olson. Thank you, Mr. Elwood.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members.
Representative Otremba moves the minutes of Wednesday, March 30th, 2005. Any additions or corrections? All in favor of the criminal amendments say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. Thank you, Representative Otremba. Okay, item next. We have a Soderstrom bill. I will move House File 2146 be recommended passed and sent to the Ag, Environment, and Natural Resources Finance Committee. If you could please welcome the committee, Representative Soderstrom, if you could please present your bill. And before you start, I guess, so is there anyone here that wishes to testify against House File 2146? I do not see any amendments. So, against? Okay, we'll have, you can present your bill. We do have a gentleman that wishes to testify. We won't see against. It's so harsh. We'll see with concerns. Okay? Representative Soderstrom.
All right. Thank you, Mr.
And, oh, sorry, before we get going here, just so you know, I think we need to thank Jennifer for the cookies, and don't be concerned that the plate's getting low because I see a couple bags under the cart. Right? And so we thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Representative Soderstrom.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. My name is Judy Soderstrom, for the record, and I am the state representative for District 8B. And House File 2146 is a bill which calls for a study to be done by the Department of Agriculture along with the Commissioners of Health, Natural Resources, Pollution Control, and Public Safety. This group shall study, develop, and make recommendations regarding the use of an additive to anhydrous ammonia, which is sold as agricultural fertilizer, and which would prevent it being able to be used to make the drug methamphetamine. Methamphetamine is a large problem in my district, which is Kanata County, Pine County, and several townships in Isanti County. Most of the inmates in our county jail are there because of meth, and more than 75% of the crimes that are being committed in our counties are related to methamphetamine. All three counties are building new jails at a large cost to my constituents. Finding some additional ways to stop the production of methamphetamine besides restricting Sudafed are very necessary. And then I have a handout I think that you all got a copy of from the state of New York. Last fall introduced a study. This article mentions that there's a drug called ferrocene that they're checking out to see if that will not make anhydrous ammonia ineffective in making methamphetamine. I'd just like to point out that on the first paragraph of that handout, it says that this new chemical addictive that could prevent the manufacture of the illegal drug methamphetamine, is also known as speed. And then if you go down to the third paragraph there, it says this new law in New York will allow law enforcement authorities to take another step in that battle by focusing on a potential new weapon in the fight against this most dangerous street drug. And then down on paragraph 6, it says this legislation will help deter the production and use of yet another drug that is devastating to our society. And I rest my testimony with that.
Thank you very much. We will, any questions of the author at this point? If not, we will go into Mr. Bill Bond. Has some concerns, and we certainly want to hear those. Welcome to the committee. If you please state your name and who you represent for the record, please, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Executive Director of the Minnesota Crop Production Retailers.
Welcome to the committee.
I would typify my comments not as objecting, but rather raising a question or making a suggestion. Realizing that amendments at this point in the committee today wouldn't be advisable or haven't been prepared, I would suggest that the study consider another issue, and that is the cost for Minnesota retailers and producers should Minnesota enact requirements for anhydrous ammonia additives not required in other states. Simply stated, in Oklahoma, the retailers reported once the very effective legislation was passed related to the methamphetamine and the precursor drugs that they addressed there, and not restricting access through fencing, Glotel, and other kinds of additives that have also been suggested in Oklahoma, they found substantially reduced pilferage and stealing of anhydrous ammonia. So, in other words, the current approach we think is appropriate and effective. The study is likely a good study, but I think that other provision would help us understand precisely what the costs are if Minnesota enacts something that other states do not. Our suggestion here is that if this is a good idea, it should be done at the manufacturing level and not at the retailer level in its additive state. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bond. We'll go on to questions for Mr. Bond. First of all, I just have a question. On page 1, line 16, the last two words until line 20, kind of in the middle there after ammonia, is that necessary? I mean, don't we want to figure out how to stop the manufacture of methamphetamine, and if putting in what you want to put in takes care of it, why are we studying the effect on the environment? We kind of know what they are in shellfish, and I guess my concern is, what else are we going to bring in here? Are we going to have something where we study atrazine? Or, I mean, I specifically want to shut down the manufacture of meth, and if this is one way to do it, that's cool. But if that was amended out, Representative Soderstrom, I don't want to gut your bill. I want to help you with your bill. Do you need to be studying shellfish?
No. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I actually got this information from a lobbyist that I was trying to find out about what other things we could do to stop the meth production, and someone had read about this, so that's how I found out about it. And we used the language was used from the New York. So I mean, I definitely think that we could take some of this out.
And I don't want to. No, in no way would I want to gut the bill, or I don't know, maybe we should just let it go like this, but I think the ag community might have some concerns with where that could lead us. Is there anyone in the audience who wish to testify against the amendment that I'm thinking I might do? Possibly. The amendment would be on line 16, after
methamphetamine. No, 17. That would
only leave the cost. No. It should be 17 after additives.
Right.
I did just almost get your bill. Okay, 17 after additives. And then would you need a semicolon? Probably not. Okay, down through 20 through ammonia. So it would read potential additives and the extent to which the additives would be expected to reduce the effectiveness or usefulness of anhydrous ammonia as an agricultural fertilizer.
To that point.
We'll keep one semicolon. Representative Moe?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I agree with your assessment that fish, shellfish, wildlife might not be appropriate and complicate the bill. However, potential human health hazards might be something that we actually would want to know about.
To that point, Representative Pennis?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. And we do know about the health hazards of anhydrous ammonia. And if you've ever worked with it on the farm, you know that you are extremely careful. You go, it's already plotted out. I mean, people, you don't handle that on a whim. So I think that's taken care of also. There also are evacuations procedures, hazmat, and whatnot. If there is a leak, big tank we pick up the tanks, the smaller tanks, and that. I think that's been covered, but maybe someone else wants to speak to that too.
Representative Pennis, not for anhydrous. I'm talking about the additives that they're.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair,
Representative Johnson.
To that point, I concur with Representative Moe's concerns about narrowing the focus of the analysis of what might be the consequences of an additive. I think the language up above on line 13, shall consider, is open-ended enough that it would allow for the consideration of possible concerns without necessarily drawing any premature conclusions. And my guess is if we're trying to protect clean water, whether it's for people or for fish, so we don't do much in the way of shrimp in northern Minnesota, we do have other kinds of things that we like to eat in the water up there. It might be smart just to take that, since this is a broad study rather than a narrow study, to keep the language as it gets.
Thank you, Representative Johnson. I guess you basically pointed out my concern in that this isn't a study necessarily of clean water and shellfish and fish and water. This could be a very expensive study if we're going to take each of these entities and study the effect. What I'm looking at is how do we make it so anhydrous ammonia is not a good thing for making meth? And I understand what you're saying, but it points out my concern that this thing could be so big that, I mean, what, Representative Soderstrom, how much money are you asking for here, do you think? Because if the way the bill reads now, I don't know if we've got that much money printed. I mean, this is a lot of studies. I want to try and get at the problem.
Yeah.
Representative Welty and then Hamilton. And I'm sorry. I'm all. Just time out. I'm all. I got to get back in order here. Let's see here. I already had Otremba and Erdahl. Representative Otremba, Erdahl, Welty, and Hamilton. Representative Otremba.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Soderstrom. How long has the state of New York been studying the potential use? How long has their study gone on? Maybe we can look at some of what they've done.
Representative Soderstrom.
Okay, Mr. Chair and Representative Otremba, they just passed this into law in the fall of 2004, last fall.
Okay.
Representative Otremba.
My concern is, and we all know that we're in a crisis here with the meth piece, and waiting a year is a long time. And to the testifier, we, on the Ways and Means Committee last night, spent 3.5 hours talking about this, and everybody wants to fix the meth piece, but nobody wants to be the one responsible to either put it behind the counter or have the pharmacist or the grocery, and now the chemical company, and it's another year gone, and it's another several million dollars per county, not even counting out of placement. And I wonder if we couldn't, and you're concerned about the money, Chair Davids, that we couldn't look at their study. I'm concerned because this is happening, and it's happening on our farms. It's being stolen, so to speak. And if they're manufacturing the meth on your property, we as landowners have to clean it up ourselves. And is there a way to speed this up? Because we know it's happening, and we know what the consequences are, and it's happening on our farms, and now we're going to have to clean our farms up because there isn't any money. The meth person isn't going to have any money. And if we wait another entire year, we're going to spend a lot more money. I think it's a good idea. I just wish we were maybe had a pilot project in a county or something like that rather than another study that, like, New York is already doing and paying for it.
Personal Tremble, what would you suggest to speed it up? I don't think you'll get much argument from anybody that this needs to fly, but if we pass the bill, you would have the Commissioner of Agriculture and the Commissioner of Health and Natural Resources, the MPCA, and all those develop a study. They're going to need time to do that. Now, the New York study, waiting for that, that's March 1st of 06, I believe.
That's us.
Oh, that's us. What's New York?
I think it's fall of 05.
No. Well, that's when it, oh. Do we know when the New York study would be done?
No, Mr. Chair, I guess, you know, I don't know. It says for immediate release in September 20th of 2004, so that's when they pass their bill. But actually, Iowa, I think in a handout that staff here did, also talks about Iowa is working on this, too.
Okay. The New York bill, I'm assuming went into effect November 1st of 04, because it was November 1st, and then it's blocked out, but I think 04. Okay, questions. Representative Ochamba, were you finished?
Well, I think we need to think about it, and if nothing else, we need to piggyback on some surrounding states to save money, for one thing, and to speed up the process, because it's huge. As Representative Soderstrom realizes that that's why she's here, and waiting another year is another how many millions of dollars plus lives plus.
Mr. Chairman, I would think that our department that would be researching this would be talking to those states, and that they would be sharing what they have found out. So it's whether we have smarter people working here in Minnesota than New York and Iowa. But I would certainly think if I was working on a project like this, I would gather all the other research that's being done. Maybe we'd be the first to come up with the answer. So.
Representative Soderstrom, on page one, we have by March 1st, 2006. What if we move that date up a bit, like September of 05? I mean, October. Well, we can talk about that. Representative Otremba, you still have the floor.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I just think we need to think about piggybacking with other states, and then because if they're going to start, if some of them are doing it already, or maybe there's a state that's already done a study, we can piggyback on that and shorten it up. North Dakota. I think that it's you're probably right. We went to that conference together.
Okay. Representative Erdahl?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First of all, I'd like to thank Jennifer for the cookies, even though she took away the plate that was between Ms. Representative Junkie and I.
That's right.
This is wrong.
That's unfair.
Wrong.
Yes. Representative Soderstrom, I'd like to commend you for bringing this. Thank you. We're bringing this forward today. But some questions I have, what I've been told is that there's only one essential ingredient in the making of meth, and that's pseudoephedrine. And while I think it's a good way to try to eliminate the other ingredients, like anhydrous, I'm sure that they've already developed some substitute, to take that place. I think that in the end, I'm in favor of this bill going forward, but in terms of investing money in this problem, it's through education and treatment, I think, that we have to focus in the future.
Thank you, Representative Burdahl. Representative Welty.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Soderstrom, did you say that this language came from the New York bill?
Representative Soderstrom?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Representative Welty, yes. You know, I think that it did. I have copies of what they did.
Okay, thank you.
Representative Welty.
And thank you, Mr. Chair. I think that Representative Otremba brought up a good point about piggybacking on other states and what studies they have done. And I think that if we are using the same language as New York, and this language, as I see it in here, I'm sure that some of the other states have also addressed these same issues, or if they haven't, at least we'll be able to rely upon what New York has done, that I would think that we should keep it in and move forward. That would be my feeling. Thank you.
You mean, Representative Welty, you mean as far as my suggestion of taking some stuff out of there?
Right.
Okay.
Because if we're going to piggyback with other states and New York has the same language, then they've done the studies, or they may have.
I don't know if I made a motion. I'm going to withdraw my motion at this point because I think, members, today, this is our last meeting. It's deadline today. And, well, anybody can make a motion. That's for sure.
You want me to?
But on these bills, I really do want these to, you know, move forward. And so but I think you'll come up with those questions. There may be another member that wants to introduce them and take that part out. I don't know at this point. We'll see what happens here. Okay, Representative Welty, were you done there? Okay, Representative Hamilton and then Blaine. Representative Hamilton? Okay, let's hurry up and get this bill done. Representative Blaine.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Representative Soderstrom. We were members of the Crime Prevention Committee here last biennium, and I no longer sit on that committee. So we've had these discussions before on the issue of anhydrous ammonia, and I knew a little bit about this, about the efforts to add, as I understand it, a potential dye that would, when these morons use anhydrous ammonia to produce this product, that it would somehow stain them or ID them in such a manner. And that's my interpretation of it. Is that somewhat correct then, how that works?
Mr. Chair, Representative Blaine, that is something different. They've done some studies. There is something pink they can put, a dye that they can put in anhydrous. And what it does is that if you use it, you get it on your hands, and for people that are using meth, however they take it, you know, it shows up on their mouth or wherever. And so it's just a way that law enforcement can see who's using meth. But that does not prevent them from making meth with anhydrous. It's just a way to see it. So this is a different drug. It's ferrocene that they're using or studying in New York. I think they already know that it perhaps is doing, they're just making a more complete study of that.
Representative Blaine.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Soderstrom, for mine and I suppose for the rest of the members of the Ag Committee here, has Representative Smith's crime committee looked at other aspects of dealing with limiting the use of anhydrous ammonia by these perpetrators?
Mr. Chair, Representative Blaine, no, I don't think that's included in their bill.
Mr. Chair, Representative Soderstrom, the discussion did not continue into this biennium then about mandatory locks or limitations to access anhydrous ammonia.
Mr. Chair, Representative Blaine, we didn't discuss that. I'm sure it's not in the bill. I don't.
Okay.
It's mostly increasing the penalties for meth offenders and some treatment and some money for cleanup and also lengthening the penalties, Sudafed.
So this is, thank you, Mr. Chair, and Representative Soderstrom, I support what you're trying to do as far as limiting the use or limiting access to anhydrous ammonia in your work on the methamphetamine bill. The problem I have with this is we're still... It doesn't help the farmers much in the fact that these people would still be able to or would still be attempting to steal fertilizer from farmers or co-ops out there. A lot of what would happen here with this maybe after the fact, but maybe throughout this study, we'll be able to find ways to address this issue out there too. So, I guess, Mr. Chair, with that, I'll let this go.
Okay, thank you, Assembly. I will go to Representative Junkie and then Hamilton. Representative Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I know you withdrew your amendment, but I'd ask you to reconsider, or I certainly think as it moves through finance, Erdahl and I and Pennis and Magnus and we can probably enlist Cornish and others over there to do it, because I think in the scope of things it does greatly, greatly expand the scope of this bill. And I guess I'd like to see those words come out too, because I just don't think it's the substance of this bill. If there's some way to address that in a different way as a literature review, or any additives I assume that are going to be added are already labeled additives that already have this work done, you read the label and you know what the additive does, but to now explore the human health hazards of fish, wildlife, environmental hazard, I think we open ourselves up to a lot as far as a target for other people looking at other things with anhydrous, not just the additives, Mr. Chair. So I'm a little taken aback that you withdrew your amendment. I'd still like to put it on here as a policy committee, I think, is the best place. But if you're uncomfortable with that, we can certainly do it along the way, too.
Well, thank you, Representative Junkie, for considering my comfort. but I'm certainly open to an amendment. And if the author doesn't have a problem with it, if you'd like to make it, or I could make it, whatever you'd like.
Well, Mr. Chair, I'd move your amendment again. Line 17 after additives, delete the rest of the line. Through line 20 after the semicolon.
We need one semicolon, I believe, right?
Well, leave one semicolon.
We'll leave one in.
They'll fix that up. Sam will fix
that. You've heard the Junkie Amendment. Any discussion? Representative Soderstrom, are you okay with that?
That's fine. Thank you, Mr.
And I agree, Representative Junkie. I mean, this is the policy committee. This is where we should get the policy part. So, any further discussion? Hearing none, Representative Junkie moves it on line 17 after the semicolon. The first semicolon, delete from there until on 20 up to the first and only and.
Aye.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. Thank you, Representative Junkie. Okay, item next. So now we have the bill in that shape. I still have on my list Representative Hamilton. Do you have any questions or anything?
Oh, Mr. Chair, I guess if Representative Junkie didn't offer that amendment, I was going to. So
You
just skipped over me once again, but that's all right. The other thing I'd like to
out of the room,
like
right?
to say. So one thing to remember in the study, we were talking about utilizing New York studies and stuff like that. We do have different soil types and different climates and whatnot that we have to take into consideration. So even though you do consider those studies, we need to make sure that we also address some of the uniqueness of Minnesota.
Thank you,
Representative Hamilton. Okay, with that, Representative Trembo.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to add an oral amendment.
Okay, what's your oral amendment, Representative
Page Trembo? 1, line 23, after the comma, by March 1st, 2006, or as soon as the study is complete, if earlier.
You've heard the amendment of Otremba. Any discussion? Hearing none, all fair say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. Thank you, Representative Otremba. Any further discussion on the bill? Okay, I will move the House File 2146 as amended, be recommended passed and sent to the Ag, Environment, Natural Resources, Finance Committee. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all fair say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. Thank you, Representative Soderstrom. Okay. Representative Chairman, you're going to pass that amendment off. Okay, item next. Representative Pettis moves House File 2249. Be recommended pass and sent to the Ag and Natural Resource Finance Committee. Welcome to your committee, Representative Pettis. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to testify against this fine piece of legislation? Seeing none, you know what that means, Representative Pettis.
Slam dunk.
Let's go.
All right, let's go. We'll make this the short one. I have an oral amendment that I would like to move first, Mr. Chair.
Okay, Representative Pettis moves what?
Page 3, line 14.
Page 3.
It now has expires on June 30th, 2011. I want to change that to 2007. That has been the tradition with it, is every 2 years and after the farm lender mediation bill. I'm not going any further than, you know, what's been done in the past. So, and everybody's happy with that. Okay.
Let's move that amendment. So let's move on. Page 3, line 14, change the underlying 2011 to 2007. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all favors say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. Thank you, Representative Pettis. Okay, could you please very briefly describe what your bill does, and then we'll open it up for questions. Or your testifier can testify.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. If you look at the three pages in this bill, you will see that the only thing that is underlined is the date on page 3 and on line 30 on page 3 that it goes into effect following the day of enactment. This is the Organic Advisory Task Force, and Representative Johnson had to leave, but she supports this. I just want to make a statement on, I think it's very important that we have, we continue with organics. As a farmer that did both conventional and organic at once, I can tell you the paperwork was from Hades, but we made it. And this is not to say that somehow this is the supreme and conventional farming isn't good. I think the combination of both is very important. And with that, I will address any questions or have you address any questions to my testifier, or maybe you want to give just an overview.
Well, if there's no one here to testify against it, if you could please state your name and who you represent for the record, if you want to make a few comments, or if you're here for questions, to answer questions, that's fine, whatever you'd like.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Mary Hanks. I'm with the Minnesota Department of Agriculture and supervise the section that oversees the organic agriculture portion of the work at the Department of Ag. I really don't need to make any comments unless someone has questions.
Representative Pettis?
Oh, is somebody going to ask about cost?
That's not this committee.
Okay.
Nice to not pay the bills.
I would renew your motion. I think you moved it.
I did. I shouldn't have. I will withdraw my motion, and Representative Pettis will make her. Well, no, then we got. Who moved this?
I will move House File 2249 as amended to the Ag Natural Resource Environment Committee.
Finance. Actually, we can't do that because the motion on the table is that I made, and I won't.
And you moved it there.
Oh, Representative Pettis. Okay, yeah, like I said, Representative Pettis moves that House File 2249 as amended be recommended pass and sent to the Committee on Ag, Environment, Natural Resources, Finance. I hope there's no more discussion.
I think we were on the wrong chemicals to go on.
I was on the pink stuff. You know? All fair say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Pettis, I think.
It's always fun, this committee.
Okay, Representative Junkie moves that House File 1075 be recommended to pass and sent to the Committee on Ag, Environment, Natural Resources, Finance. Representative Junkie has several amendments.
two amendments, and as tradition is in this committee, we like to get this in the shape that the author would like. Representative Junkier, are these both your amendments?
Mr. Chair, the only amendment we're concerned with today at this point is DE5.
DE5 is the delete all, so we don't need the DE4 at all?
No.
But that wasn't somebody else's, was it?
No.
Okay. Okay. So Representative Junkie moves the H1075DE5 amendment. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. We now have the bill in the shape the author would like. And my first question is, most generally, is there anyone in the audience that wishes to testify against or with concerns on the Junkie bill? Okay, Representative Junkie, it looks like you've done some homework here.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I'll try and be as brief as possible. This bill, if you remember, was probably three weeks back now. We heard it as a fertilizer checkoff bill. Since then, working with the grower groups from around the state, the retailers, the department, and others, we have come up with this DE5, and I think this is a good way to go. Basically, what this is going to do is create a task force for this summer that the department will oversee. What that task force will do, obviously, the first paragraph explains who's on it, but it must include growers, retailers, consultants, researchers, and legislators on the task force. And what that task force will do is shown on page 2 with the numbers 1, 2, and 3. The first thing is to, again, look at my original bill on the Fertilizer Research Council and the checkoff dollars and the need for research component in agriculture. So they will look that over and make recommendations as to the dollar amount needed, what that composition of that committee or that council will be, et cetera, et cetera. As we talked more, we realized there was more need in nutrient research, agriculture nutrient research, and than what was in my bill. So number two, as you know, we've been having some discussions on the tonnage tax, and the department's asking basically to double the tonnage fee to fertilizer. There's questions on where that's used, how it's used, what the fee is actually for. This committee will review that also, all the tonnage fees, what they're used for, what they should be used for. And then thirdly, what we're going to do is take a look at all the statutory, all the statutes and the rules that pertain to agriculture fertilizer and their use, whether it's storage of dry or liquid fertilizer, farm storage, the retailers' statutes on fertilizer, mixing and grading, and all the things that go with it. We suspect that these statutes are fairly old. And with today's modern precision equipment and placement of fertilizer and GPS and all the things that we use now that have come in the last 5 to 7 years probably in agriculture, we think it's time to just look at the entire statutory makeup of our fertilizer language in statute and in rule and throw out anything that isn't needed, but more importantly, add to it the modern-day language that we may require, Mr. Chair. What we do then is come back. Hopefully this is done by September, October. The groups can take this to their fall conventions, whether it's Farm Bureau, Farmers Union. The retailers have their short courses. We can lay this out here there for a couple of months, the results of this task force. Come back then, hopefully, with what we're going to call as an omnibus fertilizer bill next year. And really do a good comprehensive job, again, working with all the groups. We've had input from, you know, soybeans, corn, all the small grains and all the other commodity groups. And this seems to be the direction they would like to go. And I don't know that I disagree with them at this time. So we're not really putting my bill aside, but rather we're moving it into the summer along with some other things to enhance it and hopefully come back with even a better, stronger bill that'll have the buy-in of everyone at that point in time.
Any questions for some Junkie or some Hamilton?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Junkie, you know, last time you presented this bill, I did have the concern about agriculture fertilizer, and that including livestock manure. That is not your intent, right?
Mr. Chair and Representative Hamilton, this is very specific to it's an agriculture nutrient task force, and again, it's spelled out on the you know, the first line, agriculture, soil nutrients, fertilizer, fertility management. Certainly if the Commissioner of Agriculture deems that he wants an expert in the room on a dry or liquid manure application to be part of this, that's up to his discretion at this point in time. We're not excluding that. But again, I want to emphasize this is only on agriculture nutrients. It has nothing to do with lawn and garden. Doesn't have to do with phosphates getting into our municipal sewer plants. Has nothing to do with anything like this. Only an agriculture nutrient task force.
Follow up,
Hamilton?
Yeah, just follow up because my concern was the dollar amount at 45 cents a ton.
Oh,
and we all know what livestock manure would weigh. And you take a look at the N, P, and K and the value on that, you're looking at about $10 to $12 an acre in order for if you included livestock manure as agriculture fertilizer.
And Mr. Chair and Representative Hamilton, I understand your question. Again, this bill is silent on that. In fact, it's silent on any fees of any sort. Rather, we're looking for that agriculture, the task force to come back with recommendations, and that will become part of the discussion then next year. But just like my other bill, we are not focusing on any type of fees at this point on manure. Although you are right, and I should have brought it, I don't have it here, but I do have some proposed fees that I've seen come across my desk for both liquid and dry commercially applied fertilizer manures. And that's a real deal that's out there, although it's not part of this or the other bill. And certainly, if the task force wants to go that direction and look at it, that's at their discretion, along with the Commissioner of Agriculture.
Representative Hamilton. Okay, Representative Junkie, would you consider an amendment on page 2, line 13, after the first "the," to strike appropriate standing and insert agriculture? And the reason I'd like to do that is because I think it should come to the Agriculture Committee, because when it says appropriate standing committee, I mean, there's a lot of committees that deal with fertilizer around this place.
I would say, Mr. Chair, on line 13, the way I'd read it is to deliver to the standing policy committees on agriculture. So after committees put
on agricultural policy?
An agricultural policy of the Senate and House.
Okay, do we have that? Could you please repeat that, President Junkie?
Mr. Chair, delete appropriate on line 13, and it should read then deliver to the standing policy committees on agriculture of the Senate and House of Representatives. So it's policy, ag policy committees.
Okay.
Or you could put, I guess, maybe easier, deliver to the standing agriculture policy committees. That would be
of the Senate.
Just add agriculture in front of policy and delete appropriate.
Okay, you've heard the amendment. Any further discussion? Hearing all, fair say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails. Thank you, Representative Junkie. Okay, any other questions to the author of the bill? Anyone in the audience wish to testify for or against the bill?
And Mr. Chair and members, I think they have pretty broad buy-in on this. I could have paraded a whole group of people down here testify in favor of. I've talked to the department and most of the groups, and I think we're all in agreement this is the best way to go at this point in time. If there are concerns, member, this is going down for inclusion in the omnibus bill, and we got a couple weeks before that comes out on the floor. So if you have some input or need something, or anyone in the audience, please see me, and I'm on that committee. We can certainly adjust as we go.
Thank you, Representative Junkie. Any other questions for the author? Okay, Representative Junkie moves that House File 1075, as amended, be recommended to pass and sent to the Ag and Environment Natural Resources Finance Committee. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion for favor. Thank you, Representative Junkie, for your work on that bill. Okay, with that, our next meeting, it says next meeting, no meeting scheduled at this point. We are going to have our last meeting Tuesday, April 12th of 2005. And again, we will not meet tomorrow. And I want to thank Jennifer for the cookies, and members are certainly encouraged to bring some next time. Okay, you can bring cookies next Tuesday too, Representative Panis. No, we should think of something.
The egg potluck.
There you go.
Cheese.
We'll bring pickles.
Turkey.
It's getting better all the time. And with that, good government all the time, we are adjourned.